Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Explore Education Today with the Doctor Lady. Remember we were talking about what to do with your children if you're home alone with them? No. If you have them home from school for a day, few days, or you're homeschooling. Here's some more tips on how to keep them busy and then also excited about learning. Today we're going to talk about kids 8 to 10 years old. As kids begin to grow into the upper elementary level school age, they often become more independent and ready to play or work on their own. So this is a great stage for you. Test some of the ideas from before and let them expand on them. But just because they're more independent, remember, they still need structure. They still need a plan for the day and creative ideas. So something really great. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to write Santa Claus a letter every year. Or we would, as adults, actually write letters to people or pets that we lost. So there's a great range of things you can do here. But have them write a letter. Have them write a letter. When they're out of school and not interacting with other children, they're going to feel maybe socially isolated. So have them write a letter to a friend. That would be great. Who do you know from school? We can actually mail that letter an old-fashioned way. Or they can give it to them when they see them. Say, hey, I was thinking about you. I played this game today. It was really great. Find something, get some special stationery that will make them feel special and what they're writing is special, and create the lost art of letter writing. That's a great way for the kids to become more active and learning an old-fashioned skill. They're going to need this for college. Technically, kids should be writing notes when they're in college, by the way. They should not be typing them. If you give them a computer, you tell them point blank, here's a notepad. Use that for your lectures. You will retain more from writing it than you ever will from typing. Typing, you don't retain anything. How about another one that has to do with a little bit of writing and drawing? Have them create a comic book. Have you ever been a kid and kind of wanted to create like your own comic book? Never know. This could be the next Stan Lee. Writing a comic book is a great way for your child to stretch their imagination while they're getting in some practice reading and writing, and then also drawing. Help your child to brainstorm an idea. Maybe make an outline of the story. Show them examples of comic books. This is a great ongoing activity as well, because you can start it one week, do it a couple times that week, then the next week a couple more, and following. And then adding in some different pictures and plan the whole thing out. It would be really wonderful. Maybe you want to do a comic book about superheroes, but you have other topics you can do too. And this isn't just for girls or boys, but you can do an animal strip, like a comic strip about animals. Or you can do a mini one, like a couple of slots that you fill in, maybe four or five that tell a mini story. Get them started with that, depending on their age as well. But there's so many creative things they can do, and then let them just start working on it on their own. You put a time together and say, okay, every week this time you're going to work on this. If you work on it other times, that's fine too, but we're going to stick to the schedule that every time during this period you're going to do that. Go for a nature walk. This is a great way to usually not be around too many people with COVID going on. I hate to bring that up, but that's the reason why a lot of people are homeschooling and need some more advice and help. But go on a nature walk. If you're able to take your child on a short stroll outside, maybe go to a park or an activity area, beach, something where it's not too crowded, also for safety factors. Instead of seeing what you can find in your own neighborhood, go somewhere that's natural, where there's trees, brooks, ducks, anything like that. Take them outside, get them used to going outside, taking walks. Do this every week, at least once a week. Find somewhere you can go, even if it's the same place, and see what new things you can find. Talk to your children, even if they're young children. Ask them, what do you think? What do you think of this tree? What do you think of these animals? Do you see the squirrel? How about the ducks? Which one's the mother duck? Ask questions. Older kids, it's still great to do. Not just for young ones, but even teenagers. Get them outside and get them active with you. I would take my teenagers out on a walk at least once or twice a month just to have some time with them. But going on a nature walk for children of the ages of 8 to 10 is great. Any age is okay as well, even younger. But this is something you can do. Get them outside, get some fresh air, get some vitamin D from the sun. Excellent. Okay, now here's another one. Let them become a ninja. If you're able to go outdoors, nothing will get the kitties moving quite like having their very own ninja course to practice on. Consider a ninja course starter pack and invest in their creativity and physical fitness. So in other words, make some kind of obstacle course for them or something they can do. Maybe time it, have different goals each time, and expand on it. This could be a fun idea. You can call it either an obstacle course, a ninja course, or something that interests your child. Anything. Pick a topic and make the course around that. It's a brilliant idea, and you can have lots and lots of fun. So basically, we covered this very quickly here about writing letters. And again, be creative. Every month, have a different topic maybe. Write it, rewrite it, so you do it at least two weeks out of the month, two days or more. You could have them write to a bunch of their friends. If they don't have too many friends, have them write to relatives also. So many things you could have. Write to Santa Claus, write to the Easter Bunny, write to somebody. Then also comic book. That could take up a lot of time, and they might get very good at it. And this might be a way of like journaling without journaling. You can even have them create a comic book about their life. Maybe they become a superhero. So many cool things you can do. And the nature walks and obstacle courses. Those are brilliant. Remember, you can do some inside. These are older kids. You want to take them outside to do it. If you have a really nice backyard, invest in a few little things. Actually make them. You can make them out of cardboard boxes and make different things to use outside. And do it in your backyard as well. Now, we really would like for you to get out to a park or a nature reserve or somewhere nice where you can really walk and see things that are different than you see in your backyard, but that's a start. It's a good way to do it. Let's see. I think I'm going to stop there. This one was fairly quick. Some of the tips, they're so easy and so much fun to handle and try. So I'm going to leave you right now. Explore Education Today out from the Dr. Lady. And remember, please... follow us. Follow us on our podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're still working with and TikTok. TikTok also. So please follow us. If you like what we're doing, again, please show some love. Follow us. Could really use the support. And thank you for joining us again today. Have a wonderful week. Bye.